This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Prairie Moon Nursery, a native seed company. More and more, a trend is to break up your lawn and fill it with native plants. How should you tackle getting rid of that lawn? The most brutal method is a shovel and your back. It's also one of the best ways in terms of cutting up that sod and removing all of the offending lawn grass quickly. However, you'll lose soil this way too. The pro, once done, is it's ready to plant. The con? It's a lot of work. Next up, solarize the area and burn the grass up. It takes time as the sun cooks the lawn grass and weeds. Lay two thick layers of plastic on top of the area, secure it, and wait 6 to 12 weeks. Once those plants are dead, they don't need to be removed. They'll decompose. You can amend the soil and start gardening. This is one of the least backbreaking methods. Another easy method is smothering your lawn, but that's best to do in late summer or fall. This takes about 6 months. Throw old carpet or several layers of newspaper or cardboard down over the area and just hang out and wait till next spring. The lasagna method also takes a long time. I have more on that on GardenBite.com. The other method is to build a raised bed. It must be at least 8 inches deep. There are ways to fill it. In my area, we have a local yard waste site where the city also composts, and there is a soil hill. It's also filled with weeds by midsummer. You can also buy bulk soil from reputable nurseries. More on that on GardenBite.com. Prairie Moon Nursery celebrates their 40th anniversary supplying native seeds to our region. Located in Minnesota, they have bare root plants ready for pre-order now. Get a head start and feel secure knowing you're planting genetically tracked native species. Go to prairiemoon.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.